The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and we just talk about life. Life is hard and funny and beautiful, and we do it all through the lens of faith. In today's podcast, you're going to hear a tease for some brand new music. We're going to actually feature my husband on the podcast. He stopped by my work, which I think he'll never do again. And I said, I'm throwing you on the radio live. The bonus is that he got to see how hard my job is. Because sometimes he thinks that I just talk, and we do, but there's a lot of planning and prepping and skills that go into it, and he did a great job, but I just had fun putting him on the spot. You'll get to hear his perspective on our marriage, on me, and I'm even going to brag on him a little bit. We play so many good songs that you might miss some really great new ones, so that's why on Mondays we like to play...
It's New Music Monday on Way FM.
This is where we put producer Tom through the ringer.
Can I just say I'm on a roll? I think it's like three or four in a row that I've gotten.
He's not missing these, which is great for his job. He should know them, and also great for you. So here's how this works.
I think it helps him on the overnight shift.
He does actually intro these songs daily. You know, I didn't think this through. That's why he knows them all. So if Tom gets it right, he automatically wins you a prize. If he gets it wrong, you just have to win it for yourself and call in with the name of the song. So you feel ready?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty confident. Four in a row, so we'll see.
Here we go. Here's this week's.
Who am I that the king of the world would give one single thought about my broken heart?
All right.
I feel like that's such a recognizable voice, but that's just me.
Yeah, I like this guy. He's fun. He's a fun guy.
He's saying it like he's confident in who it is.
I've talked to him many times. Matthew West.
You've talked to him?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm too embarrassed. I saw him at the beach one time, and from a distance, I was like, Matthew. But I was too scared to like actually talk to him.
We had one of the stations I worked with, a support drive, and he was writing songs for the people that gave.
He's
on the spot.
Best. He does that on the Wally Show. Okay, he's right. It is Matthew West. Do you know the name of the song?
That, on the other hand, I don't
know.
I don't know the name. No.
Okay, if you know, go ahead and call now. But either way, he did get the artist right. Yeah. So you will win a prize.
Do you know the name of the song?
Is it With Me on Your Mind?
Yes!
Wow, look at
Danny,
that.
Danny, you just stumped a man who works here. You deserve all the prizes, dude.
At least I got Matthew West.
Well, yes. I'll share a little.
You might know somebody, but you never fully know them until you know their family. And that's why there's a very special moment on the radio right now. We have an unexpected guest. My husband, Hunter, is here.
Oh, my goodness. This is awesome.
This is so nerve-wracking for him. And I said, I'm going to put you on the radio because you get to hear me in the afternoons, but you don't really know that other side of my life. So I thought I'd put my husband on the spot, also to show him how hard my job is. He's so scared right now. I want to ask you, babe, what is the best and worst thing about being married to me?
Oh, this is immediately going to get me a lot of people who don't like me from Way FM listening.
Oh, but no. There'll be something good, right?
Yes, definitely so many good things. I love your loyalty. I love your laugh. And I love how wonderful you are at just hanging out and going with the flow. So many wonderful things. And I'll lean heavily on the good.
I was going to say, I asked for one and he was like, I'll do extra. Because you know you have to do one of the bad.
Sometimes I get to roll you out of bed in the morning because you don't like the alarm clock.
No,
so maybe
I don't.
That's tough.
I've actually talked on the show about how I've tried to stop hitting my snooze button, and he can put me on Front Street. I have not stopped, and I don't know that I will. Sorry, babe. There tends to be a lot of things that we say we won't do, but when you become a parent, that's just all out the window.
100%. So it was last week. It was picture day at my boy's daycare, and right away, Jessica, my wife, and I, we're just like laughing. We're like, there's no way they're going to look at the camera. They're like 2 and 1 years old. Like,
yeah, I'm surprised they even have picture day. And you don't want to stress yourself out because you know that they'll probably eat some dirt right before and
exactly.
Have it on their face.
So I'm like, let's not even worry about dressing them up. We'll just put them in their normal school clothes and whatever happens. Well, we got the pictures yesterday, and they were the most precious pictures I've ever seen.
Do you have one pulled up? Because I want to see. Can you can you pull one up for me right now? Because I saw that your wife did post them on Facebook. And I only saw Maddox, who like literally looks like a lady killer. I mean, he has... I just saw the youngest Nash. He's cheesing with everything he's got.
Yeah,
I mean, that looks like an Olin Mills original from my childhood. Okay, tell me how many you bought.
So we bought the whole pack. They got us, Joy. Wait. We said we weren't getting anything.
Like, how much money are we talking?
Like $200.
Oh, my Lanta. They knew they could do it to you.
They did it.
Hey, just taking a quick second to interrupt the podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. It's hard to parent by yourself. My husband was out of town a few weeks ago, and of course, that's when my son got sick and also got me sick. I don't know what we would have done without friends and family in the area. I was too sick to go to the grocery store, but we needed things, so someone had groceries dropped off. Another person came and risked their own health to watch my son when I felt better so I could go to work. See, when you have friends and family on your side, there's nothing you can't do. And I think that's why I love United Faith Mortgage, because it's a faith and family team. It's actually run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and they treat you like family. They're going to take great care of you. I know from experience. My husband and I refinanced our home with them last year. And here's what makes them so special is that they have a direct lender advantage. That means that there's no middleman, and it often can save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you want to know more about United Faith Mortgage, visit UnitedFaithMortgage.com and you'll see how you get treated like family too.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
So many of the news stories you hear every day, they don't have good endings. So I think it's time we add a little joyful news. There's an 18-year-old bus driver named Kyle, and he's only been on the job for 6 months. But the other day, at the end of his route, a woman and her three kids were running to get on the bus, and so he waited for them. But she shared with Kyle that she was actually running away from an abusive relationship. He said, okay, we'll hop on the bus, and he let him ride to the very end of his route, but he realized he would be dropping them off in the same exact spot he picked them up. And so he called his boss. He asked for permission to drive the bus to the other side of the city and to drop her off at a family member's house. So he did just that, safe from harm in a different situation. He's only 18. You would just hope that if someone you loved was in trouble, that somebody like Kyle would step up. You need people in your life to make you better. I have my better half here right now. My husband actually stopped by with my son, and I said, I'm going to bring you on the radio, which makes him very uncomfortable.
Very scared. Listen,
but I have to tell you, because you can have the best of intentions, but you need follow through. And last night we were going to bed and some friends of ours are really sick. And I said, guys, let me bring you dinner tomorrow night. I texted. You remember this?
It's a very great notion for sure.
Well, today's been busy and I literally forgot. There's no part of my brain that was planning to get them dinner, to figure out how to get it to their house. And my husband, who just stopped by, said, so when are you taking them dinner? Listen, without you, babe, I'd be a disaster.
It is one thing to have the intention. It's a whole nother thing to follow through on that intention.
I was like, my intentions are super nice. My follow through is not a nice person. And there are few things sweeter than hearing a child just learning to talk. And you hear me talk about my son all the time on the show. And we actually have a guest right now. He is here with me, my 2-year-old. Judah, you're on Way FM.
Way FM.
This is Mommy's show.
This is Mommy's show.
Okay, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Just say, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
What else do we like to say? Say, have a good day.
Have a good day.
If you can't have a good day after that, I don't know what's wrong with you. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under Way FM Afternoons or on Facebook under Way FM Afternoons with Joy.